Hello and welcome to the show. I'm your host, Dr. Mayshawn, and this is The Lyrical. First of all, no guys I know talk about women's underwear. No fucking guy says, yo, bro, you see any good G-strings lately? Just doesn't fucking happen. The singer starts off by referencing a dress that shows off a lot of the woman's body parts. Breasts, ass, and you can really get a feel for what she looks like underneath. He's also saying that some people he knows can't handle that. They get all nervous and don't know what to do when they see a woman that beautiful showing off their curves. But that he knows exactly what to do. And you got that seductive look in your eye. The type of woman he's usually attracted to likes rap. And that she might be a bit of a gold digger. Might be a bit of a groupie. Meaning she'll drive and ride with any group that feels like a good time. And that she wants to be connected and in the life with the people she feels like are the in crowd. So he then goes on to explain that it's not just rap that this woman might be into, but she's effective at dancing to all types of music, even a pop song, like the 1999 mega hit from Ricky Martin, Livin' La Vida Loca. The singer then breaks down the woman that he is viewing in person in a G-string. He's able to clearly see her ass because this type of underwear doesn't cover up much of the body. He makes a direct reference to her backside and that there's some fat and something to grab onto. It's a big ass. In this line, he is also comparing the ass of a woman to a dump truck backing up, like when a woman does a booty dance and looks at her butt while doing so. And she's got big thighs that grab your attention and make you go, what? Look at those thighs. Meaty American thighs. He's so captivated and moved and emotional. He just comes out and says it. I want to see your ass move, because when your ass moves, it sort of jiggles. And that makes me think how fucking fun it would be to touch it, lick it, or maybe bite it. He's so enamored by the fucking thought. He says, I'll sing it again. So he does. He needs it. Not want. Needs it. He's gonna sing all night long. He's gonna stay up all night long because he wants to get that girl out of her clothes, because that's what turns him on. He's made an impression on the woman and that she is also getting turned on. He relates the sexiness of the woman to the smoothness of his voice in this track. And then he comes out and expresses his true sentiments. He knows that at this point the woman is turned on and that he wants to see her in her underwear. So he says, just show it to me, baby. Maybe she has multiple colors. Maybe she has multiple variations. G-string. Regular. I don't fucking know. While he's articulating all of the different parts of the woman that he finds beautiful, nothing is more of a turn on than that fucking thong that is nestled between her big, luscious ass cheeks. This track was released on February 15th of 2000. This song garnered 4 Grammy nominations and peaked at number 1 on the Billboard Rhythmic Top 40 chart and number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100. The beat of this song and the sound of the violin was inspired by Wes Montgomery's cover of the Beatles song, Eleanor Rigby. The artist claims the first time he saw a thong, it actually turned his hair white, in a manner similar to Charlton Heston in the 1956 film, The Ten Commandments. That same white hair would be featured in the music video. All in all, the word thong is uttered 82 times in this episode of Lyrical's featured track, which is none other than Cisco the Dragon's Thong Song. I'm Dr. Mayshawn, and this is Lyrical.